Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendle Roy.
Hey.
All right, guys, so today on the Rewatchables, we're talking about the winners and the losers of the Succession finale. Kendall Roy, big L.
Big winner. He somehow turns out and he's like, big win. That was a big win.
Big winner. Yeah.
Actually, losing is winning, as my
If you think about it, like, if they hadn't stuck that last bit on it with him looking out of the river, I would have been like, well, that's like probably better for him in the long run. But they're like, nah, this dude's just gonna be like this.
Mopetown Records.
Mopetown.
He's fucking gone.
Speaking of Motown, we've got another golden age of music coming to us right now, courtesy of one Forgiato Blow. Is that what we're calling him?
Oh, Jack, you don't know?
And you don't know?
Oh.
Your guns are hand-me-downs.
That's when
so
I say.
This fellow, he released a song, Boycott Target.
Dude, that is the sickest fucking name for a song.
So tight, because it like works
Boycott
on
Target. Wait, what's
it
about?
On so many levels. Oh, sorry. No, it just works on a single level.
It's a directive. Boycott Target.
Call to action. Put the call to action in your song title, and that's how you know it is good art. So this is like a MAGA rapper. He shot a music video at the Capitol on January 6th. And
never forget.
Using that sort of scramble cinema verite on the fly, stealing shots, ethos. He also
Dutch
shot
angles,
a music video for
everything. Yeah.
For Boycott Target in a Target. And its supporters, his supporters, Trump's supporters have gotten the song to the top of the iTunes charts, knocking Taylor Swift out of the number one slot. And he's claiming that Apple is shadow banning the song.
I'm sorry.
The song that, as if you might remember from 15 seconds ago, is the number one song on the charts of iTunes.
Because all these people do are talking these buzzwords.
Yeah.
Like, because it's meaningless. Like we talk about the default on the debt ceiling in tomorrow's episode. Like, they just hear like a word and like, yeah, I'm going to bandy it about.
I'll tell you who's defaulting. It's default of Joe Biden.
Is
whose default it is. But anyways, the reason it's so popular is because it has an undeniable melody. And no, actually, it's because people like Marjorie Taylor Greene is promoting it like everywhere.
I like how even in like his like tweet or whatever, he's like, it's shadow banned all over the world right now. It's literally what he said. Like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean? But yeah, I mean, the video itself is really something else.
First of all, I have to imagine something's happening behind the scenes, like where a small number of people have found a way to like game the system and also just have the will. Like, they are in such desperate need of a cultural win that I don't doubt that they are like, they have something that is
triggering it, making it seem like this song is being listened to more than it is, because it's bad. The video, yeah, as you were referencing, pretty great.
I mean, he's going through Target and he's grabbing shit like Bud Light, you know, from the shelves and like taking off with it, or like Tampax. But
he's mad at Tampax?
I don't know. Or it's probably for liberals.
Right. Because
soy men need, here's your tampon, lib.
And in the screen cap, he does look like he's viewing he's finding out about Tampax for the first time.
Yeah. He looks like a discerning consumer, to be honest. He's is it a super kind of day? I don't know.
The video, he is doing the exact opposite of what he's telling people to be doing. He's just buying so much Bud Light and tampons. he also is mad at a toy featuring the only female Paw Patrol character, Skye, I believe her name is. Which I don't think that was a controversy. Like, are they really? These are grown men who are really angry over the idea of a girl dog existing in the world of Adventure Bay.
I mean, they think tampons are an affront to their fucking movement. Then I can see why they. But again, I'm like, what? Why is that even what is the occupation of that dog? Is it the cop?
No, she's a pilot. Skye.
What the fuck?
Worked on many levels, more levels than this song.
Like, his one friend of color who's willing to debase himself and be in this video is looking at the toy. So he's throwing his hands up like, the fuck is this toy?
Fuck is it's this? A girl really dog? Those aren't real.
Those aren't also, exist.
Like, those aren't exist. The fact that like a show that is like all boys and a girl is like too much girl for them is
pretty maybe
wild.
That's what it is. He's like, yo, also get rid of the April O'Neil character from Ninja Turtles, okay?
Just boys.
Fuck out of here.
World just, of all boys.
Just fucking
thank
mute
you.
Turtles, bro. Yeah. That's it. And a rat. Fine. But I think to your point, right? Like, the reason this shit takes off is because all of their like homebrew conservative media is like so bad. It always takes someone who started as a liberal and then just turned, or like wasn't always in this world and then turned to it to like give it the sort of like polish that looks like professional content or something.
Yeah.
Cause this guy wasn't always MAGA rapping. He was just a plain old shitty rapper.
Yeah.
Who couldn't get anybody fucking to listen to him.
He has many other MAGA rap songs, such as one that samples You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon called You Can Call Me Kyle.
Mm-hmm,
about Kyle Rittenhouse. Yeah, but this is his biggest hit. His real name is not Forgiato Blow. It is Kurt Jantz. What's up? You got Kurt Jantz on the line.
Yeah.
He was just a failed white rapper whose songs about money, cars, guns, and women never got any attention, so he pivoted to rapping about Trump and developed a following of garbage people. Kurt Jantz should be a word for jean shorts, I think. Kurt as in short, and then Jantz as in jean pants,
right? Or like is it a skirt with built-in jean pants underneath?
Now we're talking.
Look, man, hey, Forgiato, get at us, man.
Yes.
We got ideas. One of them being end your career now.
He has a tattoo of Trump on his leg with the words self-made, which obviously Trump is not self-made. He like inherited millions and millions of dollars like as a child. Jantz's family are millionaires. His grandfather started Auto Trader magazine.
Fucking Nepo failed rapper.
He claims he's legitimate because he was homeless for over a year because he was like briefly disinherited or something. Who the fuck knows?
Right. Could you imagine? He's like, yeah, my grandfather said I was acting too black, so he kicked me out of the family. And then then I was homeless for a year. And now I'm a legit rapper because I'm sorry. What is hip hop exactly? Being homeless?
Right. Yeah, I guess so.
Or is that just like his way of saying like, look, I know I've had everything handed to me on a silver platter or spoon, but I barely spent my parents' money for like 1 year.
There was a period where I was not a homeowner. I was just renting. It's That's really hard.
So I know what it's like. You know, I get it. I was listening to a lot of NWA. I started connecting with the streets.
All right. Al Pacino is expecting a new baby. We recently learned that Robert De Niro had a seventh child at the age of 79. And yeah, I don't know what they're putting in the drinking water on the set of Heat, but now Al Pacino is going to have a baby at the age of 83 with his girlfriend, Noor Al-Fallah. He already 29. Has three children, the youngest being his 22-year-old twins. And I don't know. So when the whole thing happened between like Pacino versus De Niro, young Pacino versus young De Niro, like the showdown, there was something in me that was like, they're paying attention to this. Like there were always those rumors about like how on the set of Heat, like they couldn't even like be on set together, which is like the whole movie, like, you know, when it first came out, the big promise was like finally Pacino and De Niro in back a movie again. In a scene together, and then there's never a shot where they're like clearly there's a scene that they share where they're like across from each other, but it's shot with like over the shoulder shots. You never see them like on
framed up together.
And I don't know, they like kind of occupy this very similar position, and so I'm wondering if this isn't baby is not at least partially motivated by the Pacino De Niro hot.
So
where they were like 50-50 right down the middle.
But is that enough time for conception to occur
from Al Pacino?
Yeah. Like does it line up with that? Or I think overarchingly, I think to your point is probably like, he probably heard De Niro was about to have another kid. Yeah. A few months ago, and he's like, fuck.
Yeah. Baby, get in here.
I've been told by my urologist that it is not a good idea at all. 83-year-old sperms, not quite what they used to be. Hey. But hey, I guess, yeah, go off, Al. Do you.
Truly.
That just makes it so funny to me. Like, if they, like, part of him is so, he's just so pressed by the idea of De Niro having a kid.
Like, De Niro had a kid, and then there were all those memes about, I'm not assuming that Al Pacino is a very online person, but, you know, it's in the cultural shared consciousness. People were like, ooh, De Niro still out here fucking. And then that led to a poll about which of them was more attractive in their prime, and then that led to Al Pacino being like, I'm still out here, babe.
Yeah, don't worry, Al, just it's fine, bro. You 83, man.
Yeah,
83.
You are 83.
That your partner great. Was you were 54 when your partner was born, fam.
It's
a bit of an age gap, but again, apparently she's not she likes the older men.
Yeah, she's been romantically linked to Clint Eastwood, Mick Jagger.
Clint Eastwood. I'm sorry, that feels like a bridge too far. I get you fucking with like old Al Pacino, Mick Jagger got the swagger, but not get off my lawn, Clint Eastwood. Hell no. But hey, look, do you? Hey. I hope you're getting whatever you're looking for.
Whenever your type is that strong, you're gonna make some exceptions. My type is extremely famous sex symbol from the year 1972.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. And this is just something, a question that I've seen trending on Twitter. Zephyr on Call tweeted, how is it 2023 and nobody's come up with a satisfying explanation as to why cell phones never show up in our dreams if we're using them for 12 hours a day? And then Jason Pargin just retweeted and was like, so have you ever had a phone in your dream? I haven't. I also have not.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I got really distracted, Jack. I was looking at Nora Alfalo's Instagram. The last picture she posted with Al Pacino is her Al Pacino, who looks, this motherfucker looked like he's mid-sentence saying, where am I? and they're at an art gallery, which I feel like she's grifting this man. She says, my friend Bennett Miller has an exhibition of new prints produced using a DALL-E image generator.
Yes.
So she dragged Al Pacino's ass to lend some cred to this man's AI art exhibit. Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Al Pacino lost half of his life savings on the Bitcoin.
Oh, look at him. He looks, this is like some Weekend at Bernie's shit.
Yeah. He looks pretty good for 83. But 483 is doing a lot of work.
He didn't know what DALL-E was.
Nah.
What the fuck were they telling him when they pulled up to the Gagosian fucking gallery? I can't believe this shit.
Well, you're telling me a computer made that image?
How? Wow. These things are strong. Creative. Pacino, I mean Picasso, watch out. Okay, I'm sorry. But back to the fucking phones thing. I've never had a phone.
In your dream or in real life?
None, or in real life. You know that. I'm like Bill Murray. You call my one voicemail line and I hit you back. But like in my dreams, the most technologically advanced it's ever been has been like me flying a plane, but I was trying to keep it from crashing.
Oh, I have a lot of car dreams. Like some of my earliest dreams are car dreams. Some of my earliest work were my recurring nightmares about being in the backseat of the car and my mom gets out to like run an errand and the car takes off with me in it.
Like Phantom Driver style, or like
Phantom
starts
Driver
rolling?
Style,
or you're in the back getting thrown around.
Yeah, yeah. That was it is weird. Like I have technology in my dreams, but not phones. Super producer Brian was pointing out that like we can't really read in our dreams. Like our dreaming brain isn't good at producing text, like readable text. And I have experienced that where I'm like trying to read something and realize like the letters aren't anything and I'm like, wait, what the fuck is happening?
I can't read.
But but anyways, that's something I'd be interested in hearing from listeners about. Have you dreamt phones? Because like the one in response to Jason's query, people were like, I have had stress dreams where I'm trying to call 911 because of something that's happening and the phone doesn't work.
Right.
I'm sure I've had that, but I'm sure it was just with like the phone of my childhood. You know?
It says a lot about you. I don't call 911.
Yeah. No, that's
not going to solve my problems, but yeah,
hello,
that's a nightmare.
Police?
Hello, this is a nightmare. Who showed up? A murder squad. But yeah, I mean, tech stuff. And I was telling you that right now, my dreams, the other big thing is smoking weed. that kind of fucks up your, I've noticed that, like, when I'm not smoking weed, then I'm like, what the fuck are these dreams? But recently I've been having dreams, but they're all to do with my baby becoming too tall and jumping out the bassinet, and I gotta like keep him from like running out the house.
Those are no dreams, Miles.
I know. I know. You're right.
Yeah.
Wait, where'd he go?
Super producer Brian was saying that phones are essentially part of our minds. So like, it's like such an extension of you. Yeah, because like, I don't have car dreams now that I can drive my car, right? Because once you're driving a car, your car just becomes an extension of your body.
Oh, like, oh, so that's, you said your earlier work was pre-driving, Jack.
This was pre when I was in the back seat. Like, my only experience of a car was like being in the back seat, strapped in while my mom was running into. I think that was a lot more common back in the day. It's just be like, you wait out here for 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. My grandmother did that too. And I took the e-brake off and the car started rolling down the hill.
Yeah.
But I almost fucking killed myself. It was pretty, pretty bad. But
yeah. So Brian was pointing out, it would be like dreaming about your own brain or like your eyes or, you know, something like that.
My face eggs?
Your face eggs. That is my big takeaway from the Succession finale.
That's the best part of that finale, honestly, was face eggs. Everything else,
that,
I'm like,
that's just a thing they know. They're like, I know you don't like eyes. Ugh, little grotesque little face eggs. Like to stick my thumbs in that fella's face eggs. You know?
Yeah.
Let's see. Twitter might be worth 1/3 what Elon Musk paid for it last fall. That's not just like shit posting. That is, Fidelity has marked down their investment to that level.
Who would have thought? I mean, again, we've been watching it, slow motion car crash every fucking day. There's something, and especially after, I'm reminded of a scene from A Princess Bride. Yeah. Oh no, yeah.
You did cut out the 15 seconds of silence and short-circuiting brain that came before that.
It was only 13 seconds. Find a new angle. The pause would have fit in an Instagram story.
Finally, there's a new report from Vanity Fair about the lost writer's room and just what a fucking disaster it was.
Yo.
Like racist and...
sexist, yeah. Racist, fucked up, Carlton Cuse, Damon Lindelof, all got like, they're getting, I mean, they look like shit after this this story. But like Harold Perrineau, the black man who plays Michael, he talks about like, in the thing, it's like, you know, he was featured, you know, kind of started, his appearances were lessening as the seasons went along. And it turns out there was absolutely like, there was some shit going on, because he was like, oh yeah, me and Daniel Day-Kim, we were reduced to like the black guy and the Asian guy. And then you had the other character, the main characters, which were Jack, Kate, and Sawyer. And he goes on to talk about how like Malcolm David Kelly, who played Walt, his son, had like a huge growth spurt between seasons. And that completely fucked with like the showrunners, who didn't know how to like come up with, I don't know, like an explanation, because you're already on this wacky motherfucking island.
Yeah.
That they just decided, oh, you know what? Maybe we'll just have him, you know, disappeared by the others.
Yo, they could have invented the beach from old, like 20 years before. And that could have been IP. That could have been lost IP.
Locke was out here walking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Can't
I
think come up with a reason that this kid's getting
the
tall.
The boy got older.
Yeah.
I think we're all right. In the beginning, you had us thinking there were polar bears and shit running around, although we do know that was because of the Dharma Initiative. Well, all that to say is, Harold Perrineau like pulled up to the writers, showrunners, and was basically like, yo, what's going on? Like, my character barely gives a fuck about his own son. And he told them, quote, I don't think I can do that. This is just furthering the narrative that nobody cares about black boys, even black fathers.
Yeah.
And, you know, when this happened,
very reasonable. He said, I don't have to be the first. I don't have to have the most episodes, but I'd like to be in the mix. But it seems like this is now a story about Jack and Kate and Sawyer.
Right.
And then they were like, oh, you're no longer on the show.
Yeah, and when that happened, apparently he was told, Carlton Cuse told him, quote, well, you said to us, if we don't have anything good for you, you want to go. You said you don't have enough work here. We're letting you go.
Yeah.
And then in this book, like, there's also saying that Lindelof also said, quote, he called me racist, so I fired his ass.
Wow.
Yikes.
Cool, man.
I mean, like, now he's like trying to be like, yo, that was an L, like when I was running that room. Like, Lindelof doesn't deny it, but God, I mean, why am I surprised? Like, this is such the norm in Hollywood, especially when you have these like rooms too, where like Lindelof himself is like, yeah, I figured if I had like one person that wasn't like a white guy or something, it would be good. But I didn't realize how terrible it would be for this black woman to be in a writer's room when we're talking about like these like graphic lynching scenes that won't make it into the show.
Right. Jesus. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, May 31st. Mm-hmm. We are back tomorrow in June. With a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.